coming to see Elizabeth. RP Grinders episode 702. I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman, the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
That was a weak Red Fox impersonation.
Right? I know, man. I mean, my throat's not feeling great.
You gotta get more gravelly with it.
Oh, that was even worse than mine, Break. Holy shit.
That hurt my throat. Oh, God.
Damn. Holy shit. You thought mine was bad. Holy hell. I'm so glad you did that. It's not so easy, is it?
No,
son of
a
bitch.
Cough now.
Oh, man. Gentlemen, how are you? Break, how you doing, man?
Oh, I need water. Jesus, yeah. That did hurt.
Yeah, you wondering why I didn't do it, man. Shit.
Okay, you win. You win.
Yeah. Yeah. I always win, Break. Come on, you know that, man.
Then you should always be happy.
I have to always be miserable. And then, you know, that way, like, it makes these victories all the better. You know, because I don't get any victories hardly ever, Break. You have to admit that, man. Eric, how are you doing, man?
I'm fine.
All right. We're going to have a great show for you all today. We got some news. We're going to have some reviews. You know, it's like I can't do the Ric Flair promo type thing. You know, we're going to have news, reviews, and stews.
Woo!
I don't know. Yeah, woo! You know. Get all excited, you know. He had his last match, man. I should have put that in my Sweetos. About time he fucking had his last match. I mean, he should have had his last match, what, 20 years ago? Yeah, he's like 73, man. I mean, he did not look good at all in that match, man.
He didn't look good when he was in his prime.
I know. Well, no, come on, man. He was a great...
Yeah, like, Ric Flair was never, like, the good technical wrestler.
No!
Dirty wrestling. He was great at the eye poke and the...
Well, and promos,
and
man. His promos were...
And the ref knockout type stuff.
Right. And promos, obviously, man. I mean, who did a better promo than Ric Flair, man? Come on.
I mean, come on. Like, as far as wrestling goes, like, most of the other wrestlers could just out-wrestle the shit out of him.
Well, of course.
He was in his prime.
Of course, man. But could anybody do a promo like Ric Flair?
No.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know,
I mean, Ric Flair's just never one of my favorites. Just he always seemed.
How dare you? You hated him, right? That's the whole point, man. He's a great heel.
But but at the same time, like I loved a lot of heels. Like I loved NWO. That was the greatest fucking thing ever.
Scotima says he's the type of guy I see having a heart attack on the wrestling ring. Yeah, like the movie The Wrestler, man. Like just going all the way. He's done now, though. Thankfully, I don't think he'll ever, you know, wrestle again. And I mean, he really looked 73, man. I mean, he put on a figure four at the very end. I saw highlights, right? And at the very end, he had nothing, and I mean nothing left in that tank, man. He put on the figure four, and you know how, like, you at least, like, try to move around to sell the move, you know? He couldn't even move, dude. It was just like, he was just like, you know? Wyland's in chat. What's up, Wyland? Nice to have you in there, man.
That sounds like Michael Jordan's last All-Star game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was just, like, everybody kept trying to pass him the ball and make a shot, and he was still missing everything. Like,
I know. It was sad, man. It was sad to see.
He eventually had, like, a decent score, but it was, like, after taking a billion shots.
I know, man. Well, and then he was, like, I mean, seeing him in that Washington Wizards uniform was awful, man. I mean, it was, like, ugh. I mean, ugh.
Yep.
You know where Jerry Rice ended his career, Break?
Kansas City?
No, Denver.
Oh, Denver.
He didn't even make the team.
How?
I know. It's so sad. He lost out to, like, people that had no business playing football, man. Like,
yeah. I mean, there's so many guys that they want to keep going, and they want to keep going, and I understand because of the money, but, like, when you watch them, like, Roethlisberger should have retired a couple of years ago.
No doubt.
Like,
no
that
doubt.
Guy in 10 years probably going to not be able to walk again. Like, he looks like he can barely walk right now.
That's what I was going to say, man. He can walk now? You know, like seriously. Right. All right, let's get to the news, man. Let's get all this stuff out so we can get to fun stuff. Hold on.
RPG News.
Yeah, I agree, Wyland. Nobody wants to see him break a hip. All right, Eric, you're up, man.
I like the wobble around the ring part, though.
I know, right? All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, from RPG site, we have a delay from Marvel's Midnight Suns. This is literally the special year, but that really means next year, because it's anywhere from now until March.
Yeah.
For its PS5, Xbox Series, and PC releases, while the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch versions will launch later beyond that time frame, so they're being delayed even further than the other two, three versions.
You know, I'm actually... Four versions. Yeah, I'm actually pretty proud of the gaming industry for this reason, guys. Like, everybody that's come out has released a statement basically saying it's to make the game better. Like, there's none of this mealy-mouth bullshit that was going around before, you know? So, I mean, it's kind of a refreshing, transparent, like, thing going on in the gaming industry. I mean, now, if we could fix, like, crunch and, you know, some other shit. I mean,
Sexual harassment
and all that.
Diversity, a lack of diversity.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those aside, I mean, this actually is a good thing. You know what I mean? I mean, that's...
crediting people who worked on a localization for a video game. Live Alive, I'm looking at you.
Yeah,
apparently, exactly. there was a lack of credits. I mean, I looked at the credits. It was pretty extensive. I think one of the groups for the working on the game was just listed as the group rather than the individuals within that group. But, like, there were so many credits, I couldn't tell exactly where it was.
I mean, Jesus, how long do the credits need to be? Like, a half an hour long? You know what I mean? I mean, I miss the days of the Ultimate Warriors.
It's kind of like how they do, like, special things in the credits of some video games that could have probably spared the time, but didn't.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
Or crediting people, but under pseudonames.
Anything else on this, Eric?
No.
All right.
That's really it.
Okay, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site loading screen. Metal Slug Tactics gets its release pushed back to 2023. Wow, 2023 is getting busier and busier by the
way. Yeah, I know.
What a news episode. Publisher .emu, which, I mean, they've got a lot of good games out. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, they've been hitting some home runs lately, so I'm not going to fault them. As a refresher, Metal Slug Tactics is an entirely new take on the Metal Slug series itself. It is an isometric strategy RPG, strategy RPG with levels that continually expand at certain points. Players can navigate through the environment in some cases, such as jumping over a small gap between platforms on roofs. The Metal Slug crew can work together to pull off consecutive sync attacks, continually attack the same target in a single turn. It is an impressive, ambitious project. Impressively ambitious project.
Yeah.
So it sounds like some kind of a modern Final Fantasy Tactics, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I say modern, I mean in the modern kind of military era.
Right. So again, another delay, and again, transparency. They just need to make it better, you know. I mean,
which I can't argue with that.
Can't argue with that either.
I wish we got an update on what's going on with Advance Wars.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anything else on that, Bert?
Some people assumed that's what the Direct, Nintendo's Direct, was missing, which is why they did the Indie Direct.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. With everything that's going on in the world, it seems so hard to release something like that, because we have another mass shooting every month, you know, mass shooting.
They didn't cite that as the reason for Metal Slug, though. So,
yeah,
right. But I'm saying, like, with Advance Wars, like, it's such. I mean, these are two different companies for one thing.
Yeah.
The other company sees, like, you know, what's going on in society, and they're, you know, kind of holding on Advance Wars, which sucks, because I love fucking Advance Wars. It was a fantastic game.
Yeah. All right.
Definitely.
Anything else on that break?
No. See you in 2023.
Yeah. Come to us live from RPGsite.net. Turn-based RPG Sunday Gold arrives on September 13th, so we've had a couple of delays.
Sunday Gold? That is a fucking badass name.
It is, and it looks good, man. It's got, like, this weird art style that is just actually really refreshing and cool, it looks like. But they had me at turn-based, man. I'm like, I'm totally down. It sort of looks like a mix of Disco Elysium and, I don't know, man. Like, Eric, what would you say, man? Like, it's got, like... like sort of like Fortnite graphics.
I'm getting a little bit of coding Steam vibe from it.
Huh? Okay. I mean, it looks okay to me. I mean, you know, I mean, it's different. I mean, it's turn-based. I mean, that's something that you don't hear very often anymore. Turn-based.
It's got a cool name, at least.
And a cool name.
Never means it's going to be a good game, but
you know, No. Right. But I mean, we could say we played Sunday.
This is combining classic point-and-click adventure gameplay with escape room style puzzles and turn-based combat.
I like it. Looks good. I mean, I hope it turns out to be good. I'd like it to come to consoles, you know, so I could check it out. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Sunday Golf.
Sister versus Sisters.
Yeah, Neptunia. That's it, Neptunia.
That's right. I had Sunday Golf instead of Sunday Gold. That's why I got screwed up. Neptunia Sisters versus Sisters is set to release in North America and Europe in 2023 for PlayStation 5, 4, and PC, Steam specifically. It'll be available for $50 alongside a limited edition, which is probably going to be $70.
Yeah.
Sisters vs. Sisters originally released in Japan on April 2024 for the PlayStation 4 and 5. And it'll feature English and Japanese voiceovers because this is a full IFI localization. There's no reasons to not include an English language track because the last game that did Japanese only was the Senran Kagura crossover, and they've never been dubbed, so that would not make sense to only have one half the cast dubbed. But the reason why that last one before it, the Virtual Auto Stars, didn't, because they had all these Japanese VTubers and getting the licensing rights to dub over them would have been expensive.
Have you guys ever seen a game that was done in two languages? I have.
It's even rarer, like the case was with Sakura Wars 5, which had a completely different script for the Japanese audio by splitting the game into two discs, one with the Japanese audio and with the English audio, and each other on scripts.
Yeah. Scotland says a disappointment on the cyberpunk level?
Which is why I'm not that excited about the HD release of the Blu-ray set for the Kirby Right Back At You disc that's coming out, because it's more than likely going to have dub title script for even the Japanese audio. Yeah. So I'm not sure I want to see a 4-kid script.
Yeah. Nothing is as disappointing as that, Skodoma. But I tell you what, Cyberpunk's getting better and better. That game's going to be something else before it's all said and done. I don't know if it's ever going to hit Witcher 3 levels, but I mean, if Witcher 3 is any indication, it's gonna be pretty good. All right, I think it's Breakman's turn.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Panic Barn and No More Robots announced open world soccer RPG Soccer Story for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, and it will be coming this year. Wow.
What was that, Eric? What was that soccer RPG that was out? It wasn't this one. It was another soccer.
Inazuma 11.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, exactly.
It's described as a comedy open world RPG about solving puzzles and saving the world with your trusty magic soccer ball. A revealed trailer. Skipping ahead, players roam around the 3D environments with a slightly tilt shifted overhead view with a sprite based character. Many of the environments have elements compromised of sprites, though there are a fair share of 3D assets as well. Players engage in many activities that utilize, well, the soccer ball that they always have with them. Each member of the soccer team have their own strengths and weaknesses. In the trailer, a character named Kai is described as a pass master and a stat meter for speed, shooting, energy, and strength. Aside from exploring the open world, there will be times when people have to face off against opposing teams in soccer matches. Because if that isn't in there, I think there would be some writing. There is also a brief shot of a segment that parodies the classic Final Fantasy turn-based battle interface as well. Panic Barton and No More Robots said the soccer story would be over 15-plus hours of gameplay, filled with quests and side missions. The game will be 4-player local multiplayer match, too.
All these environments look like they take place in a Minecraft setup.
I was going to say that. It looks very Minecraft-y, man. But,
ooh, I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, I know.
Because the concept sounds pretty fun. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but there's fun
this
soccer.
This game has nothing to do with Golf Story, by the way.
Yeah.
Although, They are making a sequel to that. I think it's called Summer Story, though.
That game sounds like ass. Yeah, I mean, actually, it looks kind of cool, Skodama. It just, soccer's not my thing, man. So it's hard for me to, you know, I mean, I dismiss a lot of things out of hand, like tactic games and other shit that I really shouldn't. But
the group behind this game makes some interesting games. Like, yeah. Spaced Out, all was fun.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, it looks okay.
This off. It's another story.
I mean, but I'm not into the Minecraft graphic style.
Yeah, I don't like the graphic style either.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see. Eric, I think it's your turn next.
If it's still fun, I'd play it, but whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not an RPG, but it looked interesting to me, so that's what I'm talking about. Biomorph, side-scrolling souls like Metroidvania, announced for Switch and PC. Legends of Eternal developer Lucid Dream Studios announced Biomorph, a side-scrolling Souls-like Metroidvania. By the way, Legends of Eternal, I think, is a Smash clone. So they got some chops. I mean, I've not played that game personally, but it seems like it's decent.
Yeah.
But anyways, the gimmick here is you can take on the form of your enemies, and you can use that to traverse the environment and solve puzzles.
Don't have anything to show you guys in chat other than these screenshots. I mean, it's a Metroidvania that's Souls-like.
And apparently there's a town building simulation aspect to the game.
Yeah. I mean, from the screenshots... That's interesting. From the screenshots, looks okay. But, you know, I need a little gameplay action here.
I like that kind of thing, like the, ActRaiser, you know, you have the action sequence and then you have your building your town part.
Yeah.
It's definitely got some, let's see, I'm going to get with, like, a combination of SteamWorld Dig and Hollow Knight vibes to it.
Yeah. I mean, if you took the like, building a town part out of it, it'd be perfect.
Well, you built a town in Dark Cloud, though.
Can you destroy it?
Or rather, you build a couple towns in the first Dark Cloud.
Yeah.
Can you do, like, the Sim City thing? Like,
like a tornado? I know. Big old tornado or something.
Freezer thing.
On the Super Nintendo, you could have Bowser come in and destroy it. That was fucking fun.
All right. Who did that one? Was that you, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Islets launches. Or is it Islets?
I think you skipped one.
You skipped one.
What?
Yeah, you skipped Devil Within. 2.5D action. What are you doing, man?
It's loading some stalling.
I shouldn't even ask. I shouldn't even ask what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of moaning over there.
Sound effects in my mouth, like sound like I'm pooping or something. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, 2.5D action platformer, The Devil Within, Satgat, announced for PS5, Xbox Series, and PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PS, everything. It's announced for fucking everything. 2.5 stylus action adventure that follows the journey of an eastern warrior infected with demonic blood. Dig into the secrets of a ruined world while taking down enemies in stylus action sequences. Okay. Stylish. With the mysterious arrival of the Blackstone Tower, the once peaceful world of Joseon? Joseon?
I have no idea, man. I like hearing you struggle, though, so continue on.
I'm going to go with the Spanish slur and say it's Joseon, which changed forever. The energy emitted from the towner tower. The towner.
The towner.
From the tower initially brought prosperity to the lands, but as the power grew, evil spirits emerged and took over the living. Mighty warriors tried to stop the invasion by destroying the tower. Nope, they failed. They suck. But an unfortunate betrayal led to their failure. Dun dun dun.
Mm-hmm. It looks from the screenshots really super detailedly pretty. Like this is the detail is fantastic even in screenshots. I can't imagine like seeing a video. Get better, Gamatsu. Get some video. Holy shit! I'm impressed with the screenshots. Break. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And I'm just reading about the bullet points on the game. Like they really want us to play this game. They're like, I want to play this game.
Yeah.
This looks interesting.
It looks good. I mean, I'd love to play this game. I mean, let's hope for the best on it. All right. Anything else on that break?
It'll be out in 2023. So
yes, yeah, there you go.
Like another everything else, it'll be out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe it'll fill in the time, like you know, like there's lulls where there's nothing that comes out that's of any substance, and then next year is just going to be chock full. You know, every day something new comes out. All right.
I can't complain. I'm playing old games always.
I know.
I'm usually playing a game that came out like 5 years ago. Like, hey, what's the latest release?
Same here.
Breath of the Wild, right?
Same here, Break.
I'm just kidding.
I tried to get Shibuya done this week, and that didn't go as planned. Although I did make a lot of progress. I only got, like, I don't know, not much left. So, all right. Anything else there, Break, before we move?
That's it.
All right. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Islets launches August 24th. Or Islets, I should say.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it is. Like I said, Islets too, but I think it's Islets.
Yeah, for Xbox One, Switch, and PC. It's a side-scrolling action game. Let's see, no date. I don't think it says exactly. And that's pretty much the gist. There's some features here. Connect the... Oh, there is a video. God damn it. Fucking Gamatsu. Jesus. All right, connect the islands like a puzzle. That's kind of cool. Fight back against terrifying monsters. Oh, that's, I mean, really? Come on, do we need to make that like one of the key features? Discover upgrades.
There's combat in this video game.
I know.
What?
Combat and upgrades.
Really? Holy shit, dude, there's combat in this fucking
game.
Oh,
did you know you can upgrade?
Oh, what? Are you fucking... I can... Upgrade.
Look, check out this next one. It is a wide cast of charming characters. Right. Oh, man. And then, look, check this out.
What's the Disney movie now?
I know. Become immersed in a visually stunning hand-painted world. I mean, that's actually kind of cool. But it looks okay. I mean, it looks more like along the style of like a Ghibli movie more than anything. But it looks okay. I mean, you know, it's a platforming, you know, puzzle, whatever. Looks okay. But very generic in its descriptions. Skodoma says, "Rock me Amadeus." Amadeus, Amadeus. You guys remember that, right?
Yes.
Anyways,
yes.
I'd like to forget it, but, you know. All right, Eric.
I like the movie.
Oh, Amadeus, the movie's great. All right, Eric, next story.
Moonstars, this is another Metroidvania game, launches September 27th for the PS5, Xbox Series, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. And it's going to be available via Game Pass, so it's a day one Game Pass game.
Ooh, that's good.
Let's see, it's... Okay, publisher Humble Games and developer Black Mermaid. Here's the about section. Under Grimmerlane, a fierce clayborn warrior, Gray Irma, battles driven by a loathsome purpose to find the sculptor and unravel the mystery of her existence.
Freak 5 says, "You can move left and right in this video game." Oh, man. You can jump. You can jump in this game.
Holy shit. You can jump in this game?
Yeah.
Fuck. This is high end stuff right here.
Right.
This is, you're not getting this kind of stuff anywhere else.
The generic features when they list them out like that, man, when they say, you know, diverse set of characters. You're like, Isn't that every fucking RPG since day one? You know, like, that's the appeal of a fucking RPG.
Well, they gotta make the distinction between RPGs where you just create a bunch of classes that are characters.
I know, man, but I mean, the point is the same.
I want a box that says, like, your cast of 12 generic characters.
I know.
The basic, you have your basic soldier, your basic wizard,
your basic space marine. You know?
And they go on their basic quest to save the basic world.
They go on their walking quest, you know. Experience the walking simulator RPG.
the real tough bad guys decide this world's not worth conquering, so you get a mediocre quest.
You get to a battle, the boss is like a low-level, like, you know, normal, regular character in any other video game. You know, it's like, and you're like, you get there, and it's like some generic, like, low-level, like, you know.
Oh, it's like, spoiler alert, but if you haven't played the South Park video game, the first one by now, like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
I know, it's a great truth.
It's like when you go to Canada and all of a sudden everything switches to 8-bit. Like,
oh, God, it was so good, man. So good, man. By the way, they're opening up Casa Bonita here probably in December, back up in December break. Nice. I thought you might like that. Trey Parker, Matt Stone bought Casa Bonita, actually, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be fun. If we go, I'll take video for you guys and show it on on the show. All right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Sega Genesis Mega Drive Mini 2. Japanese titles 34 to 44 have been announced, and they are Gain Ground, Phantasy Star 2, Populous, Sorcerian, Tugiu, King Colossus, Viewpoint, Sega Mega CD titles, Echo the Dolphin.
It's Toji.
Okay. Toji. Echo the Dolphin, Robo Aleste, Romance of the Three Kingdoms 3, Shin Megami Tensei. That's an odd inclusion, but cool nonetheless. And Tenka Fubu, Ayuyu, Taki no Huku. Hauku. What is it?
I don't like the overlapping games, like the Phantasy Star 2 is back again, but I'm still excited.
Oh, actually, we didn't get 2 in the previous Genesis.
2 wasn't in the first one? In the first mini?
It was on the first... It was in the Japanese release only, actually.
He only got
4, but they got 4 and 2.
Yeah, there are certain games, Skotama, where you couldn't jump. I mean, there was a what was it, Star Fox? There was no jump.
There are Wave 4 of the announced games for the Japanese release, but we still don't have Wave 2 in the North American release.
I know.
Remember Bionic Commando? Everybody like, oh, this is a great game, but I wish I could jump. And people pissed about that for years and years.
I know.
They did the remake and people still complain you couldn't jump, so they made a sequel where you can jump and nobody really gave a fuck.
I know, man.
It was like, you know what? The first game was better.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain games like that. Like, Star Fox, I thought, was a pretty good game where you couldn't jump. There was a Zelda game like that, too, wasn't there? Where, like, you really couldn't jump.
Yeah, you instead jump, you, like, dodge, right?
Well, no, you you went up to something and it just automatically did it for you, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I don't think jump is necessary, but it's just weird to play a game without a jump. You know, we're so ingrained, you know, I don't know. But he says Guild Wars, you can only jump as an emote. It was still a fun game. I remember Guild Wars. I never really played it, but...
we got games like Final Fantasy 15 where you can jump in it, but it's fucking useless for the most part.
Yeah.
Until you get to that one fucking platforming dungeon. God, I fucking hate... That's... fuck you, platforming dungeon.
I know. Platforming dungeons aren't that fun.
Not when the game's not a platformer.
Right. That's what I mean. When the game's not a platformer. What was that? Wasn't it Wild Arms 3 that did that?
It's like 4.
4. I keep...
There was no jumping in 3.
Yeah. I think the next time you do that, he might jump out of Skype.
I swear, man. He's going to kill me.
There's nothing wrong with 3. I don't know why you have a heart.
Did I say anything bad about 3? I like those games, Eric.
Every time you mention 3, it's always something negative.
No, dude. Look, I don't have anything bad to say about any of those Wild Arms games. I think they all have their good, you know, points. But it was 4 that you had that terrible platforming section, man. That's all I was pointing out. Jesus, holy shit. I'm going to go back into my hole now. Eric, next story, please.
Dragon's Dogma's producer leaves Capcom to go to NetEase Games.
What the hell's over at NetEase?
Mobile games.
Oh, God.
NetEase Games. What is
that? NetEase. NetEase Games.
Oh, NetEase. Got it. Yeah. Got it. And because it sounded like a junk food to me. NetEase.
I know. Have a bowl of Netties with a big glass of shut the fuck up. Right. But, all right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Well, the thing is, NetEase seems to be wanting to go into console game development, which is why they're headhunting for a bunch of people. So maybe they could produce something that's not a microtransaction laden fest. Who knows?
Yeah. Well,
not holding my breath for that.
Yeah, me neither. All right. That's it. Anybody have any homie discounts? The August. Did we go over the August PS Plus lineup yet, Eric? Last week or?
No. This is just the games catalog. The stuff you get for subscribing to extra. And
oh, gotcha. Years. So we got Bugsnax, Dead by Daylight, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, Yakuza 0, Yakuza...
If you somehow didn't pick up Bugsnax because you weren't subscribed to PS Plus already, then right. Now you can get this, I guess.
Yeah, and it's not great. I played a little bit of that stupid game. Yakuza 0, Yakuza, Kiwami 2... Everspace, Metro Exodus, Monopoly Madness, Monopoly Plus, Trials of Mana, and Uno. So that's what you'll be getting. Nothing, I mean, other than the Yakuza games, which are pretty damn good, I have to say. I have that whole collection. I still got to go through a few more, but there's lots of content in those games. If you want a game with a lot of content, then you know that's a game for you. All right, let's see, Skodema says, I stopped playing Guild Wars 2 after the last installment. Not great, huh? Okay.
It's still going strong, though, so,
yeah, good for them. I know, I mean, it's still going. Let's see.
People still fucking playing that game. I quit playing that game like 10 years ago. People still fucking playing, wow.
I know, man. Hey, break, anything in Deer Breakman this week?
No.
All right, no. Then let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing?
Let me see here. I played one new game, mostly the old games like Pac-Man, still just playing through the old stuff over and over and over again, and then... Like Pac-Man 256, I'll just keep playing that game for... Just one more game. Just one more game. No, I know I can do a better score this time. Hour later. Like, I know I can get my score... God.
2 hours later.
right. That's me playing Pac-Man 256. Wreckfest. Oh, man. Some of the accidents in this game, some of the wrecks are fantastic. Game is still so much fun. And... As I've gotten farther into the game, I've unlocked some more crazier vehicles. Although it doesn't top, none of them top the couch.
The couch, wow.
Yes, racing with a couch.
Well, I want to race on like a mushroom or, you know, I mean, something like that, man.
Yeah, like yeah. It's a demolition derby and you're racing on a fucking... Like a figure eight track with couches, and it's the stupidest fucking thing, but it's funny, and it's some of the accidents are so much fun.
Yeah.
And when you're doing that, and they're out in the open, you're just watching a person go flying around like a ragdoll type thing, you know, like the ragdoll physics.
I know ragdoll physics. I used to fucking hate so bad, like in serious games. But if you do ragdoll physics in a comedic like arcadey game, it works really well. You know what I mean?
There was a Transformers game that was fantastic, except it had that. It was the most fucking stupid shit. Anytime your character would die, they do if you ragdoll physics for the death. Like, what the fuck?
What game was it? There was a game where, like, you slingshot, like, bodies, like through, like, walls and other shit, and, like, it was just...
Like Angry Birds style?
Yeah, it was like Angry Birds, but they had ragdoll physics, and you would, like, it's sort of like slingshot.
Interesting, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Sounds fun. It's fun for about... Yeah, it was fun for, like, 10 minutes, and then it just wouldn't, you know.
But Wreckfest, I can play it for a few hours. It's a lot of fun. I hate racing games, but I love, like, wrecking and trying to run my opponents off the road or run them into a wall and stuff like that. And this one, it's been a while since I've played a demolition racing game, but the last ones I played, like, all the other racers pretty much ignored everyone else. In this game, they go after each other, so it's funny just to see in, like, the distance you'll see accidents and shit going on. Just, like, they're trying to kill each other. Like, awesome. Mm. You come back around and you see, like, the chaos that they did that you weren't even involved in. Like, wow.
Wow. Let's see. Fruit Pipe says...
I heard that earlier. Anne Heche passed away earlier.
Yeah, I knew she was going to pass away as soon as they said she went into... It was... That video was creepy. I don't know if you guys saw it. After they put her on a gurney. Not gurney, but, like, stretcher. And she, like, sat up. She was all burned. Oh, God. I was like, ugh, she's in bad shape. Bad shape. Did you see her fly by in that video? Like, did you see that ring video break?
No. I heard it was a fire crash and she was hurt and there was a video. I'm like, I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
I've already seen enough videos this week where I'm watching people getting unfairly beaten. Like the guy, of course, it's a black guy, handcuffed, dragged out of a police car, thrown to the ground, beaten, you know.
Yeah, of course. Freak Five says
handcuffs, unarmed. Yeah. But
of course, Freak Five says coworker was talking about what he would do if he won the lottery. He's a black guy, and to hide who he is, when he goes to get his picture taken showing that he won, he said he's going to wear blackface. Oh my god! Oh my god, man, that's horrible. That's freaking horrible. Oh, Skodima says
whiteface. Can you get like a cream colored painting?
Of course you could. Skodima says
blonde wig.
Yeah, right. And then a name tag that says Karen. Skodima says, "You guys ever played the game Amazing Frog? The game is hilarious." Don't know who that is. Skodima says she was an actress. Skodima, it's like, I mean, there's speculation.
She was prolific in the 90s and, like, early 2000s.
Yeah, she did the...
She hasn't really worked in a while.
No, after that Psycho remake, that horrible Psycho remake, she kind of fell off quite a bit.
She does slash her butthole in that movie, though.
Yeah, she does.
So, hey, Skodima, if you want to know who she is, go back and watch the Psycho remake. She flashes her butthole.
Yep, there you go. That's true. And it's pretty awful.
Even though that movie isn't worth anything else because it's absolutely, like, it was a terrible fucking idea. They cast actually one of the absolute worst people they could cast is Norman Bates. I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he's not a bad actor, but
I don't think he's a bad actor. But he's like a comedic actor stuff. You know, he's the straight guy in the comedies and stuff, and he's just poorly cast as Norman Bates.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was a bad. It was, I think, the worst remake I think I've ever seen in my life.
It's one of them. Yeah, it was terrible. Psycho is one of those fantastic movies you can go back and watch, and like, because it set it up so well. Is this you're seeing this woman and you're going to be afraid for her life this whole movie, and maybe she'll escape, and then like about halfway through they murder her.
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck.
Yeah. It was definitely
such a shocking twist in like a horror movie.
Yeah, it was kind of ahead of its time, man. It's a great movie, but
it's like, oh well, now her sister's here, and there's new protagonist. Okay, I didn't see this coming. Yeah, that's a shock. Okay.
Anything else you've been playing?
Sorry, Rick, if I just spoiled an old, very old movie for anyone.
Oh, stop it!
Been playing.
Fucking Psycho came out in what, 1950 something, man. I mean, come on, man.
It's still good.
It's a great movie, no doubt.
It's absolutely one of the classic horror movies. But the other game I played is a new one that just came to the Xbox, Multiverses.
Oh, I heard about that, man. How'd that go?
This is it's actually, I believe the real name of the game is Super Smash Warner Brothers.
Oh, Super Smash Warner Brothers.
Yeah, I think that should be the real name of it, at least, because it is in every way pretty much a ripoff of Smash Brothers. using Warner Brothers property,
Well, it would be if it were not using microtransactions and battle passes and all that nonsense.
But. Right. Yeah, I didn't play it much because you only got a handful of the characters unlocked to begin with, Superman, Wonder Woman, Finn from Adventure Time, and there's two others that are unlocked in the beginning. But there's Batman, Shaggy; those are locked. I wanted to play Tom and Jerry, and it's like, oh, you got to spend this amount of money. I'm like, but I just want to use Tom and Jerry. Well, you're going to have to buy it.
Of course you are, man. I mean, of course.
Well, can I just play and get to it? I think you can just earn points and get to it that way, but it seemed like it would take a while.
Of course it would.
Yes, any game that either produces or, for any other publisher, develops a game like this, it's trash. It's not worth playing.
I mean, I don't mind a game for instance, Street Fighter, right? You come out with the main game and you have a healthy roster that you can play, and then you come out with a DLC pack with two or three new characters. I mean, I don't have a huge problem with that, but I mean, when you limit things to two or three characters or four, and it gets really boring real quick, and you don't want to pay that extra money, that's definitely problematic.
The way NetherRealm Studios handles extra characters and stuff is, I like that.
It's not bad. The Mortal Kombat stuff, yeah, that's not...
There's no requirements to buy any of that. It doesn't affect your game in any way, but, you can buy these new characters, and they're fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So back to multiverses. The gameplay is, like I said, it's essentially Super Smash Bros., and one key difference, though, it treats this game more of a fighting game than Super Smash Bros. Does. Super Smash Bros., you actually have to turn your character around and such like that when you're getting attacked. In this one, it automatically targets, like a fighting game.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a little handy. Yeah. It's nice. That's always been one of my biggest complaints with Smash Bros. Yeah. But Smash Bros. Has got a billion characters, and I don't have to pay a goddamn dime for any one of them.
Yeah. Skotoma says Star Trek Online is pretty fun too. I heard it was pretty fun, Skotoma. I like Star Trek probably slightly better than Star Wars, but I like them both. It's weird. You tell a Star Trek guy that you like Star Wars, and they're like, it looks like they want to beam you to a different planet,
there's no problem liking both.
Right. And then you talk to a Star Wars person and about Star Trek, and they're like, they want a lightsaber your ass, it's like, geez, man. I mean,
I think that's the key. You gotta like both these shows, not love them to death.
Right. I mean, I like that.
I love them both.
And you become a toxic fan.
Yeah. I like both, man.
That's fine. I can be a toxic fan, but I love Star Wars and Star Trek.
Yeah, me too.
I grew up with both of those.
Right. I don't think there's a problem liking both.
That's why I enjoyed the Orville so much, is it reminded me of old Star Trek.
Yeah.
Especially this season of the Orville. Yeah. Even though they really went big budget on some of the sci-fi, there was some really heavy, intense sci-fi battles, which were great in the show.
But, yeah. All right.
Why can't you like them both? I don't understand.
That's exactly right.
Why is it either or, Nintendo versus Sega? It's either or. For me, it was Nintendo because I could only afford one.
Well, that was different. That's a different argument, man. If you can, right now, I only have a PS5. I don't have an Xbox X, right. So it's all PlayStation, but I want to remedy that because I like games in general,
Right. The one time when we were arguing, I'm never buying a PlayStation just because we were arguing. That's bullshit. If I had a chance to buy a PlayStation,
of course you would, man. Of course you would. It's the same here, Brake. I'm more of a PlayStation guy, but if I had the money, I would buy an Xbox X. Easy. It's an easy decision for me, Wyland says he has four more eps left to watch of this season of Orville. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Brake?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric. What you been playing?
Just more Xenoblade 3 and Elden Ring. I finished getting max gamer score for Elden Ring on the Xbox, so I can finally completely commit myself to Xenoblade 3, although today I played Dark Souls 2, and because I only had so much time before the show, and I probably didn't want to get caught up in Xenoblade, so that's why I played that.
Yeah. Priorities, Eric, priorities. All right, I played a little bit of Salt and Sanctuary and quite a bit of Shibuya Scramble. That game is lengthy, it's beefy, it's a Brake, I think you should play this game if you get a chance. It's like an old choose your own adventure type game.
Ooh,
and yeah, it's really good. It's compelling, and I'll have a review next week. I'm going to finish it off for sure this week, and then I'll have a review next week. But you know, it is what it is. But speaking of reviews, if I can get my damn sound clips up here.
RP Grinders reviews.
Any review this week, Break?
I watched Prey.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool. Yes, so we reviewed it last week, and you muted yourself, so you couldn't hear what we were.
I wanted to watch it, and I watched it like after the show.
What did you think, Break?
I thought it was pretty fucking awesome.
Yes.
But I do have some complaints.
Oh, okay.
Mostly the formula of the Predator movies. They need to change. We know exactly what's going to happen in every Predator movie from the very beginning.
Right, right. Although, I do like the change of setting. I mean, that brought a whole fresh...
The new setting was cool. Like
the elimination of camp.
Yeah.
And, they played... I don't know how I explain it, but it just felt like it was a genuine experience.
Yes!
They weren't trying to... They weren't trying to overdo it in any way.
Right, right. Although the fucking violence in this one was... I think this was the most violent one out of the bunch, man. I mean,
you watch it completely in Comanche or what?
Oh, I want to do that next time.
I didn't watch that. But I like that this is insinuating that this is the first time the Predator's come to Earth. You know,
yeah.
And he's hunting... And as he's going along, he's hunting more dangerous animals, you know?
Yeah.
Until he finally comes across humans, and it's like... Huh. Well, these guys are interesting.
Yeah.
It's the old Predator formula, which is, you know, he wipes out everybody except for the main hero, and
right.
And the hero beats him in one-on-one combat by tricking him, usually by outsmarting him.
Yeah.
But like, we gotta. Yeah, he said it was better than he expected. I wonder what 84 was. Never mind. I better something for Prey.
Well, Prey is definitely better than what I expected, Break. No doubt.
Prey was good. I liked it. So don't get me wrong. It's just the next Predator movie, it can't come down to the same way because it's just we've seen it several times now.
I think, I agree with you in a way, Break. I mean, I gave it a 9.5 out of 10. I thought it was fantastic. But what's the problem with like doing a contained like badass epic like 4 or 5 Predator versus like a group of people movie? You know what I mean?
They did that. It's
in what?
Awesome. It's called Predators.
Oh, Predator. Oh, well, yeah. It was like
I'm
three people.
I'm still waiting for a sequel to that because I loved Predators.
Predators was good, man. I mean, I think I like this movie slightly better than Predators, but I really did like Predators. But
I like the whole idea of Predators. Like at that point in the continuity of this is basically Prey is like their first contact with man, and like Predators seems like this is like hundreds of years in the future where they've determined man is one of their most dangerous opponents. So now they're taking the most dangerous people they could find and going up against them.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
What the Yakuza, for instance, like a Yakuza versus Predator fight was pretty badass.
Why?
On paper, it didn't sound like, it sounds like, oh, that's going to be stupid, but no.
Right.
In reality, it came out pretty good.
Yeah. I think they should do, like, a Predator meets Alien for the first time movie, like, on a different planet. That would be fucking cool. And then, like, have it subtitled, like, you know, because the Predators are obviously an intelligent race of Alien, right?
Right.
So why not just do like a subtitled like all Predator movie? You know, like they're in a ship and they come across like, you know, the alien planet or something. You know, I think it would be cool. I mean, because obviously it's a shared universe with them, right? Because they established that in part 2, I believe, when they first showed the alien skull in the ship, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's got to be a story behind that. I want to know what happened there. You know,
and the Aliens versus Predator movies would have happened after that,
right?
Right. Time-wise. So yeah.
Yeah, there's a sequel comic to Predators, Wyland, but
I know, but I wanted a movie.
I know.
I still need to watch Predators. Maybe I'll do it this weekend, too.
Just like there's a couple of comic book follow-ups to The Thing, Wyland, and I love those comics. Those comics are badass. But, yeah. All right, where are we? I think I did. I get you, Eric. Yeah, I got you. Got me. Oh, you don't have a review, do you, Eric?
No, I didn't put one up on the feed either. I didn't get time.
Break. What did you give? Prey. By the way.
Thumbs up, I guess.
Thumbs up. Son of a bitch.
I'd say 8. I'm gonna give an 8.
That's a good score, man. It's a great score, actually.
Yeah, I don't want, like, after you gave it a 9.5, I don't want to, like, sound like I hate
no,
it.
No, dude, really yeah, look.
Well, this is the last Predator movie. They had to do it safe by just basically redoing the plot of the first movie.
Yeah.
And that's my problem is it really,
same formula.
Each Predator movie comes down to the same thing. It's, you know, he's basically just killed everybody else, and it comes down to our hero versus him.
The cool thing,
to read comics.
The cool thing, though, is this chick was badass in this movie, man. Oh, yeah. She was
that
so cool.
That was too much time. And time investment and money to spend on.
Right. I have a review, and this came out of nowhere. I saw an article in Bloody Disgusting probably about 2-3 weeks ago about a series called Primal on HBO Max that they said that horror fans would enjoy. Right?
Let me interrupt you.
Yes,
it's also technically on Adult Swim, but
Isn't that by the guy who did Samurai Jack?
I think
okay,
it
I
is.
Okay, I want to see this. This is the one I want to see. So okay. I'm interested in this for sure.
Okay, now
season 2's coming out in a couple weeks.
I'm not. Well, season 2's out.
It was this week. Okay.
No, season 2 is out, but they release like one episode every week. I think because there's only 5 episodes to this season, but. I'm not gonna do any spoilers. I'll just give a general overview. But basically, tell me if you like this concept, Breakman. Caveman plus a T-Rex team up to kick everybody's ass.
I think that would be an awesome video game too.
Oh, dude, this series. But look, there's more to it. It's super smartly written. There are even though there's hardly any dialogue.
Yeah.
Somehow, they managed to get across emotion. Like, it's absolutely amazing. This series, I can't speak highly enough about it. In fact, it's quickly. I can't wait to see all the rest of season 2. Mm-hmm. But it's quickly becoming one of my favorite series, and I hope they do. I hope they do multiple series. Now, let me take you through the basic plot points. Caveman plus T-Rex have a common thing that binds them together. They become a team. It's brutal at times. It's emotional at times. It's adventurous. It's mysterious. This series is exactly how every adult-oriented, and I'm not talking sexual, adult-themed cartoon should follow. This series is great. I think everybody that has HBO Max should immediately put this series at the top of their list. I am so far going to give Primal. Now, this is subject to change because season 2 might not quite hit the landing at the end, but right now I'm going to tell you guys that Primal is a 10 out of 10 for me.
Why is season 2 so short though?
It's I think there's still episodes coming out, Eric. I think they're coming out weekly. I honestly believe that Primal it hits the mark. Primal almost got I've almost gotten as much out of Primal as I've gotten out of Breaking Bad, my favorite series of all time.
Wow.
It is, wow. Dude, I'm telling you, Primal will tug at emotions on you. It will shock you. It will thrill you. It is a great series. Uh-oh. It's a great series.
Oh, and you cut out for a moment.
Oh,
I'm worried.
Sorry. Am I back?
You're scared.
I can't.
Like the guy who made Samurai Jack, one of my favorite things about Samurai Jack is he would let the art do, you know, like mm-hmm. let the art show what's going on, and there'd be episodes with very little dialogue.
That's this one. I mean, there's very little dialogue. Now, There was an episode.
There was an episode in Samurai Jack where it was basically him versus a ninja, and he was dressed in white and a ninja dressed in black, and they were just going through the shadows of black and white. And mm-hmm. Just, it was really coolly done.
Yeah.
It was really neat.
I mean, so if, you like Samurai Jack, Breakman, you will love Primal. I'm telling you right now. It is, I mean, I can't.
I might have to watch it later.
I can't thank this guy enough for putting this series out. This is exactly what the doctor ordered. If you want something fresh and new and visceral and emotional and heartbreaking and uplifting and, I mean, dude, I can't speak enough about it. It's so good. I want, like, Bernie and I were watching the first season, right? Yesterday we started early. I was like, you know, I want to check out this first episode. Before you knew it, Breakman, it was like 3 or 4 hours later, and we're like, we got to see the next one because it's so compelling. Like, there's like, I mean, holy shit, dude. There's an episode in season two. All I got to say is a village of Vikings on bears, literal bears, vicious bears, versus a caveman, a bunch of pacifist prisoners, and a T-Rex, a small T-Rex. And you can imagine what happens. It's fucking badass, man. It's a great series. 10 out of 10. So there's our reviews for this week.
Good reviews this week.
Great reviews this week, man. I mean, we did Prey last week, but
have you seen Sonic 2 yet, Break?
Not yet. I went to watch it on Amazon Prime, and it said you could. It wasn't on there yet. Or
it's
something?
On. It's on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, Paramount Plus.
It's on Paramount. Well, on Prime, it said it was coming in like 6 days or something.
Mm.
So when it comes to Prime, then I'll plan on watching.
It's. I like it. I mean, I gave it a review. So. Yeah, it's
you
good.
Did? I don't remember.
Yeah, I saw it and I gave a review. Or did I? Did I skip it?
I don't think you did.
All right. Well, when you see it, Break, we'll tag team that review. Right, cool. So yeah. All right. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Breakman, you're Stinko of the Week.
I don't have it loaded yet, so let me find it.
Should I go to Eric?
Yeah, there's a quote I gotta find.
Okay, Eric, you're Stinko of the Week, Eric.
Oh, Stinko of the Week. Salman Rushdie got attacked.
Oof. Yeah.
He got stabbed in the neck. So ouch. He knows if he's still okay.
I mean, he's 75 years old, man. I mean, that's oof. If he survives this, he's... Man, he's super tough.
Yeah, anyways, he's a long-running anti-terrorist advocate, and he's written a lot of material, including the Satanic Verses, which is about being anti-terrorist.
Yeah, yeah, he's. He's
a lot of Islamists have been tried to murder over the years.
Yeah, I never advocate for violence and. This is horrible news, but yeah, just terrible to hear that. And I mean, regardless of,
it's almost as if like the religion you believe in that's supposed to be all loving and stuff like that is the real Satanic Verses.
I mean, that was the point of putting out that book, right, Eric? Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like practice what you preach, man. I mean, in any religion, you know, it's like it's
and
crazy.
He did all this without resorting to violence himself.
Right, right. No violence. Yeah, that's his big claim to fame, and it's sad. I hope he pulls through and can continue to spread goodness in the world. You know, it's a shame.
Even being other people that were attacked because of their association with him. It's like the Japanese translator of the Satanic Verses from 1991 was stabbed to death for his association with the book itself.
It's so weird. People. I mean, we'll kill in the name of religion or, you know, I mean, it just, it's got to stop. I mean, the violence in general just has to stop, man. It's just, it's
surprisingly, the other two people mentioned that were attacked. The one guy was shot three times, and another person was, stabbed with a knife, but they both survived. Only the Japanese translator died.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Too much blood lost.
Totally ridiculous.
Not to mention forced trauma, just getting stabbed.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Eric?
That's it.
Breakman, your stinko.
My stinko again goes to, it was a stinko a long time ago, but it's been brought up recently. Pete Rose, piece of shit can rot in hell.
God damn it. Yeah.
I'll say, for what he did on the field, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's a question about that. For the shit he did off the field, he should, you know, be in prison.
Absolutely.
He was, you know, he was drummed out of baseball for betting on the games and such like that. And baseball offered him a way back in a few years ago. All he had to do was stop betting, but he can't stop betting.
Mm-mm.
You know, and he lied about betting to begin with. You know, first he said, I didn't bet, and then I didn't bet on games, and then I didn't bet on my team. You know, the story kept changing and changing.
Right.
But as part of that story, there was a lawsuit back in 2017 where it was revealed as this, that he, when he was back in his 30s and playing Major League Baseball, apparently he was going to the local high schools to pick up girls.
As yeah.
A 30-year-old
yep,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was banging high school chicks.
Yeah.
So you know, this came back up recently because he went back. He went to Philly. This is the first time he's been on a major league field in a while, and a woman asked him about it, and he said, "No, I'm not here to talk about that. Sorry about that. It was 55 years ago, babe."
Hold on, yeah, babe. That's the part that you.
Well, no. It gets better than
yep,
babe.
Yep.
Because here he adds, "I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm here for the Philly fans. I'm here for my teammates. Okay, I'm here for the Philly organization. And who cares what happened 50 years
yep,
ago?"
Yep. Yep,
you weren't even born, so you shouldn't be talking about it because you weren't born. Mm-hmm. If you don't know a damn thing about it, don't talk about it.
I'm glad you brought up the exact quote, Break. It's
yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to cut you off.
No,
yeah,
no, no.
It was just gets worse and worse. Like, it was like, oh my god.
He is his own worst enemy, Breakman.
Yeah,
like he could have settled things a long time if he would have just answered that and said, you know what, I made mistakes in my past, and I paid for them, and, you know, been remorseful, I'm not proud of some of the things I've done, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he could have ended everything. I think everybody would have been like, okay, I mean, you know, it's kind of weird, you're with a minor.
It's horrible, like, yeah, we're going to look at you differently, but, okay, you show remorse, you show guilt, and there's nobody can punish you for it, but you're... It seems like, I guess, you're punishing yourself, so okay, I guess.
Right, he's not. He doesn't care, man.
No, he doesn't. Not at all.
He's never cared.
I wonder if he's still doing it, you know.
You have to wonder now. I mean, you don't want it. I mean, what is he, 80 years old?
Jesus. Close to it, I think, yeah.
Golly,
maybe,
man.
Actually, he might be 80. Well, let me see what Pete
Rose. Yeah, how old is Pete Rose, man? Out of curiosity.
Oh, he's 81. I'm sorry, you're right.
See? I mean,
he was late 70s. He's 81.
Man, what a junk hole.
It sucks for people like me. Like, we rooted hardcore for Pete. Like, so long, we're like, get him in the Hall of Fame. Like, he deserves to be there.
Right.
And then he gets a chance, and he just flushes it down the fucking toilet.
I know.
And then we find out about, like, what he was doing back in those days. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like I'd always heard rumors that other players, like Johnny Bench, didn't like him. They never got along with him, and I'd always wondered why.
Well, now you know.
I know.
Yeah. And kudos to Johnny.
I can understand Johnny Bench having a problem with child molesters.
Yeah, of course. I mean, to what extent did he know? Maybe he should have spoke up a little bit more. You know, I mean, that's...
I don't know. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe it was over something else.
I don't think he knew, man, because he probably would, you know... You know, he probably would have said something. I don't know. But anything else, Break? I mean, that's pretty bad.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Just he needs to just go away. Just shut up and go away, dude.
Yeah.
And then put him in the Hall of Fame the day he dies.
Right. Right.
It's kind of an F you, but here's congratulations at the same time.
Right.
like, Mark, you deserve to be here, but we made sure we waited until your ass was in the grave.
Right, and we put an asterisk by your name, you know, to include all your bullshit, you know.
Right.
Maybe that's what they should do with all Hall of Famers that have that past, like Lawrence Taylor, what's his name, O.J. Simpson, you know, like, just have these asterisks, Barry Bonds.
And we've talked about, like, Barry Bonds and McGuire and stuff like that, and we both agree that they should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah, with asterisk.
You know? With asterisk, should be, like, something saying, hey, like, there are different rules, they played by different rules than everybody else, but look, they were still fucking talented.
Right, right. Okay, mine is going to be a discussion that will probably bleed into free-for-all, so I'll just... It's both my Sweeto and Stinko of the Week. It's the Department of Justice, right? So, the big story this week is... the walls are kind of closing in on Trump, and Eric made a very astute observation before we even started, the show... None of us are big Trump fans, right? Like, we have our different reasons why we don't like Trump. But I don't like Biden.
I mean, I voted for Biden because I hate him so much.
Right, and I don't like Biden.
I like Biden because I don't like Biden.
Right, Biden's a... Oh, man, we could go on and on, right? Let's not get into a political debate.
I'm just saying, like, as an example, like, I voted for a guy that I didn't like because I absolutely fucking hate the other guy.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand... I didn't like him before he ran for president, and then... when he became president and he was on the news every fucking day, and it was just like, my God, fucking make it stop.
Right, right. So, so the Justice Department is now on him for this supposed Espionage Act violation and a couple other things and raided his home, blah, 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 right?
But Hillary's emails... Sorry.
Right.
I just had to because I've read that so many times that I laugh like every time I see something like that.
But here's Eric brought it up. Like, doesn't it seem like coincidental that the midterms are coming up real soon, break, and now they're doing all this? Like I mean, they could have did this a long ass time ago. They knew months ago about this, right? That he had taken classified documents away from the White House, right? Now, I'm not saying if it was...
I don't know what happens behind closed doors and behind scenes, though, because there's a lot of lawyering going on and stuff
but,
like that.
But let me...
Lawyers fuck up everything.
Okay.
They make everything take a lot.
I agree, but let me just put it to you this way, Breakman. If you or I would have taken one single document out of the White House that was top secret or, you know, semi-top secret... Where do you think we'd be right now, Blake?
What was her name that just got out of prison not too long ago?
I don't...
For leaking leaking information.
Chelsea Manning?
Yeah. No, not Chelsea Manning.
Who?
No,
I know who
you're
talking
about. She's in the Navy. Not in
the
Army.
Oh, what the hell is her name? Yeah, Reality Winner.
Yes, her. Thank you.
Yes.
That's her.
Yes.
Like, she went to prison for how many years for just leaking a little bit of information?
Right, right.
Not to the level of information that apparently was stolen by Trump.
Right. Well, look, innocent until proven guilty. We're not going to make judgment or anything, but the point remains the same.
But they came down on her hard and quick.
Of course. So, I mean, so my stinko actually goes to the Justice Department for waiting. I mean, I know you have to, like, if you're going to go for the king, you have to make sure your shot is true, right? I mean, that's kind of the gist, right? So,
and I also want to argue back against it, because, like, a lot of Republicans are using that as, like, look, this is political. Like, the DOJ is not a political entity.
Right.
Trump politicized it. It was not political before him, and it's not political now, because... I mean, Biden's washed his hands of it. Like, whatever you do over there, I don't care.
Well, that kind of leads to the Sweeto part of it, Breakman, because I'm not a fan of Merrick Garland. I think he's a milquetoast Democrat leaning on Republican, right? But to his credit, he waited, right? Like, okay, so I have a criticism of how long it took, right? But when he did it right. And I'll tell you how he did it right. He waited. When he did it, it was under the, you know, I want everything to be normal, just a couple of, you know, non-uniform people going in at first, you know, and so they tried to negotiate, right? Negotiations right. broke down, and they had to do what they had to do. They had to raid, right? They had to subpoena, and that didn't go through. Then they got a warrant, and because it's an interest of national security, I wouldn't have cared if it was Trump, Obama, fucking Hillary Clinton, you know, George Bush.
For how up in arms I was about Hillary's emails.
Right.
Like,
right.
And I made the joke a minute ago about Hillary's emails, but like she faced a lot of scrutiny over it. You know?
Right.
Like she answered questions about it and stuff like that, where as Trump is just kind of run and hide.
Right. You know? Right. So here's my.
No, do not try and accuse me of defending Hillary Clinton.
No, fuck no, man. Fuck no.
I will jump through the screen.
You guys, I mean, it's well documented how much we can't stand Hillary Clinton on this show. I mean, come on, man. But look, so the Sweeto part of it is Merrick Garland is a lot smarter than a lot of people are giving him credit for, because he knew that it would be a political shitstorm if he did things the wrong way, right? So he did everything by the book. And by the book, I mean he got his subpoena after he found out information, whatever that information was, and they got what they needed. You know, they went to the home and they, you know, did this and that and the other. And by the way, it had to have been a leak within Mar-a-Lago. So
yes,
somebody in Trump's inner circle is a rat, and I'm not a big fan of rats, but hey, whatever. You know, I mean, if you're gonna do ratty things, then
if you're running on a traitor, I don't think that makes you a rat, though.
No, I know, but I'm just not a fan of like leaked information and all, because it can go both ways. It can be really good, and it could be very harmful, right?
Right.
Like, you know,
if
so
it depends on what they're leaking. If they're leaking personal information, like who was that actress who was forced out of the closet recently because of a newspaper? Forced her out.
I don't remember.
That's her own personal business and her life you're fucking with. Whereas Trump's accused of taking nuclear secrets.
Yeah,
the government and that's the whole country at risk right there.
Right. Well, in fairness, we don't know. We just know that there are some top secret stuff.
Just, I'm saying what the rumors are. And what
right,
I'm
right.
saying.
So,
but what's her name?
I don't know. I don't know who you're referring to, man. But, I mean, the point remains.
It's a
like,
big news story. Like, it's, what the fuck? It's not your fucking business, for one thing.
I know. But here, I mean, I guess if you're a public figure, it matters. Like, because, like, you know, I mean, it could be detrimental or whatever. But anyways, like, so he does all this.
If you're, cutting you're hiding out your sexuality,
am I cutting out?
Voting against it?
Yeah, I don't know. Am I cutting out now? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So my point being, what I wanted.
It depends on what they're leaking and who they're leaking it about. You know, like,
right.
like a private citizen who's not in the government doesn't have any power. Like, what is that?
Yeah. You there? You guys there? Oh shit.
You're stealing from the fucking government.
Yeah, I know.
You're stealing from all of us, essentially.
Right. Okay. So let me finish my point on Merrick Garland.
I think you might need to hang up, Frank.
Am I still like roboting or what? All right, let me call you guys right back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Frank. I didn't know you weren't done.
No, it's okay. Let me call you guys right back. Okay. Call you guys right back. I'll call the dudes back here in just a minute. Let's join call, and let's see if everything is better. Is everybody there?
Yeah.
Hey, can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes. It must be a little Skype snafu. But let me finish my point on Merrick Garland. So it's kind of my Sweeto too, because he waited until he could checkmate everybody, right? Including the Republican Party, including any dissenters that would think that it was political. He waited, and then, you know, he basically waited till everybody was saying, well, you know, all piped up and said, well, you need to declassify the warrant and all this. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And this is after Trump was like debating whether or not he should challenge it being released. I mean, Trump could have released it at any second, right? Mm-hmm. Why didn't he?
He couldn't challenge it, though, is the thing. He was just trying to grandstand as usual.
Well,
so
he could.
He's like, well, yeah, I'm not going to stop him, whatever.
He could. He could have challenged it in court, but, I mean, it was probably smart he didn't. But And I can't believe I said that. Trump's smart. But so Merrick Garland actually gets a sweeto for just playing the game the right way, I guess. Not that I'm a fan of his, because, like I said, he's like one of these like middle-of-the-road Democrats that never does anything. You know, it's like all Democrats that never do anything. You know, it's just the way that it is. But, so yeah.
Politicians.
Yeah, they're politicians, and they all suck, Republican
all
or Democrat.
They work for corporations, not us.
Yes, they work for money and not the American people. So that's also my sweeto, which leads me to yours, Breakman. What is your sweeto?
Mine is actually the same sweeto, but I was giving it to the FBI for, you know, I gave it to the FBI last week for finally going after some of the people who murdered Breonna Taylor.
Oh, well, yeah.
Hopefully more, but anyway, for them now crushing down on Trump and his classified information.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I do have another sweeto.
And this is...
Sorry.
And as you said, like with Merrick Garland, like he dotted his I's and he crossed his T's. Like when the FBI does something, this isn't half assed. Like they've done a lot of which is why, I understand things take a lot of time. And I know it's closer to election than a lot of people would like, but investigations take time. Yeah. And you have to deal with things like lawyers to fuck up everything.
Well, and one final point on this break to kind of follow up with it. I just find it funny and hypocritical of a lot of Republicans right now, crying about defunding the FBI now. It's like, do you see the irony in that?
Blue Line suddenly wants to defund the FBI. I know. Nice.
I'm like, I've been saying this for years, let's defund the police. And they're like, oh no, we can't have that. We can't have lawlessness, right? And now they want to defund the FBI. I'm all for that too, because the FBI is fucked up.
I think it's fucking hilarious. In the message boards, I'll see they defunded police in this town, and the whole town is burned and stuff like that. Like none of that shit's happened. But then, and then they're like a second later, defund FBI.
I know. That was my thought process, man. I've at first it was like, oh, we need to release the warrant, right? And then so it went to Merrick Garland gets up there for 5 minutes, and he's like, okay, yeah, I put in a motion to release the warrant, and then they pivot to defund the FBI. You're planting evidence, and you know all this. I'm like, really? Come on, man. I mean, I wouldn't
put evidence. Really,
I wouldn't put it past them to do that, but not in this instance. You know what I mean? I mean, it's too high profile. You know,
but this is to your point, and to my point, with the FBI and your point with Merrick Garland, this is big. This is the biggest. Yeah. Thing the FBI has probably ever done.
I agree.
They had to make sure they did it right.
Now, do I think anything is going to happen, Breakman? I absolutely do not.
You know what I think? I think we should start making bets on who's going to fall on the sword.
That's true. I'm thinking it's going to be Giuliani just because he's a complete putz and easy to push around. But he does have a lawyer background, so that might be a plus in his. Basket, but do you guys have any? Oh, we'll talk about it in free for all. But we need to get to Eric's sweeto, and then we'll continue on with this discussion. Eric, your sweeto of the week.
Luis DeJoy, who is the head of USPS, the head postmaster, has been removed from his position.
Oh, finally, Jesus!
Oh, wow! About fucking time. I mean, that worthless piece of shit too.
Him
man.
And all the people
killed a nail.
Yeah, we can finally get our mail now, guys. I mean, there you go. I mean, he's been stifling the United States Postal Service forever. But you know what? So has all of the government been stifling the USPS. You know that the United States Postal Service is the only branch of the government. I say branch of the government, but you know what I mean. Like section of the government where they have to fully fund their pensions for 30 years out or some stupid shit, and it's the reason why they have so many problems with money. And I mean, they what the politicians want, both Democrats and Republicans, is they want to privatize mail delivery. They want FedEx and UPS and a select other.
Those people.
I agree. And Amazon.
I've used UPS. I've used FedEx. American Post, the United States Post Office is better than both of them.
It absolutely 100% is better than both of them put together, no doubt, and way cheaper. Way cheaper. I mean, even though they've
good point. It is cheaper.
Way cheaper, and it's like a generic version of something, but it actually tastes really good. Do you remember Breakman back in the day when they used to have like this aisle with just like black and white labeled stuff, generic stuff? They called it the generic aisle. Well, here in Denver, I don't know if they did it in Ohio. They had
they mix them together, like the generic stuff's right next to the.
But do you remember the black and white labels? At all,
or I just remember the generic brands. I don't really remember.
Okay, all right.
Apparently, the generic version of the Kroger Oreo is as good as the Oreo.
Right. So here's okay. Back in my day, all right. I am older, so you know you guys are gonna have to like bear with me here as I explain this. There used to be Hold on, Eric. There used to be a whole aisle of black and white labeled items that were generic. It would be like, I don't know, like refried beans and like all kinds of like just generic stuff, right? Black and white labeled. I think the government actually sponsored it. So it was like, it was very similar. And you could tell the quality wasn't as good as some of the name brands like cereals. And you know, you'd get a generic version of Fruity Pebbles and it wouldn't be quite as sweet. But it was sufficient and it worked, right? And it was cheaper, much cheaper. Because the labeling didn't have all this fancy stuff on it. And it was just plain and it was just cheaper. So, there would once in a while be something, whether it be a cereal or something, that tasted every bit as good as the original. And that's how I feel the USPS is. It is the generic version of FedEx and UPS, but it's just as good, and it's way cheaper. That's what my point is. Wyland is exiled, you son of a bitch. He says black and white labels equals cave paintings. How dare you?
I just keep thinking of Hydrox cookies.
Yeah, pretty much.
They didn't taste exactly the same as Oreos, but they were still.
No, they were sufficient, you know, and they still are sufficient.
They're gone now.
Right. Well, actually, Walmart does Hydrox cookies, man. Like they I don't know what they do. Do they call them? They're called like Great Value.
I think it's the same, but they're called Great Value.
Yeah, Great Value.
The Walmart Great Value label.
Yeah.
The Hydrox went out of business.
Yeah, yeah. So that was my point, is just that they're like, they work every bit as good as UPS and FedEx, but they're just much cheaper, you know.
Yeah, the only difference between them and Oreos, though, is they don't have the variety that Oreo does now.
Yeah, well that's true.
The difference between them and Oreos is Oreo used Hershey chocolate.
Yeah. Damn it, man. I mean, you know what I really want? I saw something the other day that was really cool. It was Mountain Dew watermelon, but I want that in diet, man. Damn it, give me diet watermelon Mountain Dew and I'll be a happy man. Jesus. Is that too much to ask?
I've never understood Diet Pop.
Oh, God, it's the best. It's the best!
Who cares?
It's the best.
It tastes gross to me. It's like, well, if you're going to, might as well either drink this or drink water. Drink the good stuff or just.
No. Break. Look, once you get used to it, dude, you can't go back to it. Like, I drink like a regular pop now, and I'm like, I can't do it, man. I mean, I'm so used to it.
I drink any of it. Yeah. I haven't had pop in so many years. Yeah.
I like it. I am addicted to it. I mean, the caffeine, you know, whatever. But anyways, let's move on to free for all, guys. It's a free for all. Well, I guess free for all is just a follow up on bullshit of the week. You know, everything that happened this week. Break. Any other thoughts on the? You know, the raid / how dare you break that? How dare you? You son of a bitch. How dare you? You're exiled. How about that?
I wonder where Freak is.
He's here. He's lurking.
I think he went to go eat, actually.
Oh.
I mean, maybe he's still in chat. Or maybe I'm imagining things. I don't know.
And I think you imagine things quite often, man. So, you know.
That's true.
But so let's just continue with our discussion on this whole thing, Break, man. Like, what are your thoughts, man? Like, what, like, you know, like, do you think, like, Eric was saying, like, this is just, I mean, it's too convenient, you know, it's too close to election time to not be political. You know what I'm saying?
Well, in this culture that we live in, oh, he's still here. I'm sorry, I thought you went to eat. I guess I should check my Twitter to see if you sent me a food pic. I should have done that first.
You know who hasn't been here in a while? Dungeon Buster.
I know. What's up with Dungeon, man? He's
busting for dungeons.
I mean, he's busting dungeons for sure, but I bet you he's lurking. He's like ninja on the wall. You know, he's like, so pretty soon he's going to show up and say, I'm here, guys. Like, I've been here the whole time.
He's like, I've been here, but you guys suck, so I'm just sitting in the background. Right.
Well, that's true. Anyway, so anyways, continue, Break, man.
Wait, what were we talking about again?
Well, this whole, like, you know, do you think it's like, it's not a witch hunt. That's, I hate when...
Oh, okay. So, I don't know, like, everything's political now, and the closer we get to an election, just, there's gonna be more stuff that's gonna come out, and remember how close, like, the that Hillary email situation happened right like 2 days before the election, or like the week before, or something like that.
Yeah.
Where was it? Comey made the big announcement that they're going to investigate it and stuff like that.
You mean?
Yeah,
that was Comey.
No, there's no I in that name.
I don't care what their fucking names are. Yeah, so anyway. But, yeah, I think there'll be more bombshells, and there'll be things about Biden that are going to come out. And the closer we get to the election, the more dirty things are going to get. I mean, just look at the environment we live in right now. I live in Cincinnati, and in Cincinnati earlier this week, we had a guy try to raid the FBI building.
What the hell? I was going to ask you about that. I don't know too much about that.
He's angry about Trump being prosecuted. Or, not prosecuted, but he's angry about... Trump being investigated in any way.
Also, me and Bray talked about why you went to go bathroom last week.
Yeah.
But the whole Batgirl and WB situation, they're still going to show The Flash, and WB as head management is most certainly a criminal because they've been aiding and abetting his arrests because of them filming with him. For The Flash. And they chose to cancel Batgirl over The Flash.
I know. But it's got to be ratings related, Eric, but still, it's...
I'm not going to say race played an issue into it, you know, the first Latino Batgirl.
Trans girl.
Character, yeah. No. Not going to say it or insinuate it in any way, Frank. I'm not.
Well... I guess Walter Hamada almost quit DC over it. So where there's smoke, there's fire, right? I mean,
and look at the Ray Fisher situation. Like, there's been a lot of like accusations of racism and the.
It's not a good look, man. I mean, there's got to be an independent investigation.
I feel like I need to watch all the WB content before it gets pulled from HBO Max.
I think you should too. Yeah, but once they do that, I might not have HBO Max. I mean, that's why I got HBO Max, was because of that. Or now Primal, but, you know, other than that.
Well, next summer they're going to combine with Discovery, and it's going to be, like, all the WB stuff will probably be gone. Like,
really?
Stuff like that, because they want to go for, like, this different... different type of business model, it sounds
Discovery? Like. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'll get rid of it, man. Fuck that.
The channel that has ancient aliens and Jesus nonsense.
I know. Or like...
But that's also the history.
Isn't of Discovery like the like home remodeling bullshit and all that?
The parent company, that's Home and Garden. HBO and stuff, they bought them recently, I thought. That's why it's...
I mean, if I don't have to pay any more money and they give me... But if they take all the Warner Brothers stuff on there, I think I'm gone.
Or something like that, yeah.
I mean, Primal's the only thing to watch HBO for, as far as I'm concerned, man. I mean, other than the DC stuff. You know.
DC and Godzilla movies. That's
yep, Godzilla too. The Universal stuff, yeah. And so, you know, but whatever. So anyways, back to this political discussion that we'll probably... go maybe like, another 5 to 10 minutes.
But yeah, for me, just everything is...
Maybe that's where all the Netflix series will go. They'll go to HBO Max and get new seasons.
Well, if Netflix was smart, they'd go to Warner Brothers and say, hey, come on over. I mean, that'd be a good way of, like, keeping some of their subs anyways, you know? And then maybe stop making so much original content that's shitty. I mean...
Yeah, but see, the thing is, they've made so... They invested a lot of money into original content because they saw what was going to come, that the other streaming services are going to pop up and everybody's going to be in their own like camp and stuff like that. They still lost a lot of subscribers.
Yeah, so. 95% of their shit is junk, man. Like, junk. Like, I
don't disagree.
I tried watching, like, a few different things. Like, there was that Ryan Reynolds movie that was, it was okay. And then, you know, it's like... Like, I mean, shit like that, man. Like, you know, okay, doesn't cut it.
He was talking about Prey with Mrs. Brinkman, or like, oh yeah, like, because we're talking about Netflix and all the movies. Like, God, like, there's only been one movie, oh, two movies we liked on it. Because Prey, like, oh wait a minute, that was on Hulu. Never mind, just the one movie. Only one movie on Netflix.
And you know what else? What else hurt Netflix really bad? They were banking that they would get some sort of Academy Award to lend legitimacy to their, you know, original content, and they got embarrassed by fucking Apple Plus of all people, like being the first. Like, it was...
How did the Irishman do?
It got nominated, but it didn't win. Because
I think that, like, that was their best shot at anything.
It was pretty good. I liked the Irishman pretty good, but
anybody watched that series with Steve Martin called The Only Killers in the Room or something?
The one with Steve Martin and Martin Short?
Yeah.
I did not, man. It didn't look super compelling to me. I was like, I got...
Apparently, that's the last thing Steve Martin's going to do as an actor, and he's going to finally retire.
Well, he should, man. He's like, what, 80 something?
He's one of those guys I've heard is not very friendly and nice. And
in real life?
Camera.
Yeah.
Him and guys like Chevy Chase, like this really...
I've heard horror stories about
like the really big, heavy 80s comedian names, you know, like apparently not very good people, whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're used to a certain lifestyle and then people all of a sudden, and then the world changes around you, I mean, it's a recipe for disaster, right? It really is, like entitled pieces of shit. And then they get a chance on a different show, right? Like, Chevy Chase was, like, given an opportunity in that one, Community or one of them, and he was the same way, and it's like, dude, you're past your prime. You should be thankful that they're inviting you onto this show to act, you know? It's like, damn. Mm. People don't know what they got till it's gone, I guess, man, you know? But whatever. But anyways, so this whole thing, man, I mean, you know, good for them for doing due diligence, I guess, and waiting, but why so long, man? Like, any normal, I mean, I know this is the ex-president of the United States, and you got to be super careful and all this, but nobody's supposed to be above the law, you know? I mean, it's like
supposedly.
I mean, I still think that nothing is going to come about of it. Out of this,
like I said, I think there's going to be a scapegoat. Somebody will go down for it. There might be like a few like big names, like Russiagate. Like there were several people that went down for it, but no like real big names.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. There were like Roger Stone, but he got pardoned. That's
yeah,
right.
Of course. Well, so right. So let me ask you this question: who's the mole? Who do you think the mole is, Brake? This is just speculation. I'm just, you know.
I think it's somebody who sees that they're in deep shit, I think.
You know,
a lot of these guys are spineless fucks.
You know who it could be that would shock everybody? Well, maybe not shock, but like the writing's kind of on the wall with it, is Melania Trump.
I was going to say Eric Trump.
She cannot stand Donald. Have you ever, like, I saw a montage put together where, like, he's, like, trying to hold her hand, and she knocks it out of the way, and then there's other times where she, like, real aggressively, like, doesn't want to hold hands with him, and walks away from him, and, like, all this, like, real subtle, but, like, and maybe not, you know, maybe she really is just, like, walking somewhere or something, but she, like, It looks like she really genuinely doesn't like her husband. You know,
it's like, but I don't know. Like, from everything I've seen, interviews and stuff with her, and I think she's so much like him.
I know.
I can see why those two are together, because they are so much alike.
So much alike. Yeah.
Even though like there's a huge age difference, and like it's like she's a gold digger, and like, well, yeah, so is he.
Right.
I mean, essentially, like, if she had money, he'd be fucking marrying her for money. Right. So, like, it's just. There's so many similarities between them. It's like, yeah, they belong together.
Is she the first lady to have ever been in Playboy? I'm pretty sure that's an accurate statement. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is no big deal. I mean, people.
I was going to say, most of them we wouldn't have wanted to be in Playboy.
Right. Right.
Actually, none of them. Maybe Jackie O?
Jackie, for sure, man. She was definitely very elegantly pretty woman, but. But,
I can't really think of any of the other first ladies I would have wanted to see.
I can't think of any either. But still, like, I mean, not that that matters, because whatever anybody does is their own business, you know, it's just like, whatever. But I mean, it's so weird, man. Like we now have an ex-president, Donald Trump, you know, who, I don't know what he was famous for, just having money. I mean, he's not, you know, he's just...
From my, one of the many, there's some, I've watched several documents on him, because I just hate him so much. But, like, he was really famous because his dad was famous, or rich, mostly, and he was able to, he went off his dad's wealth and just made a name for himself out there.
Well, I know his dad gave him, like, what, $400 million that he fucking blew, and
his dad bailed him out in Vegas and stuff like that, but I mean, his dad got him to kind of, like, into the limelight, and he went from there selling his name, mostly.
Like, that's what I'm saying, like, what does he actually do?
He was barely involved in the making of Trump Tower.
Right.
But he got his name on it.
Well, it's like Kim Kardashian
getting his name out there.
What is Kim Kardashian famous for? Like, what does she actually do? I know now she's like a big time
name out there.
Yeah, I know now she's like a big time businesswoman. You know, she's got like all kinds of. But before she was, you know,
money, it's easy to get your name out.
It's so weird, man. Like money begets money. I guess, you know. It's like, geez.
I mean, we've all seen the Kim Kardashian sex tape. It was terrible. Sex tape.
It was terrible.
I have standards.
Oh, stop it, Eric.
Fine. Okay. Well,
no. Seriously, my standards are, I'd rather play a video game.
So you've got morals, but the rest of us watched it, and we were highly disappointed, and we never understood, like, why did this make her famous?
I mean, she's.
It wasn't the sex tape. It was, she got her name out there.
She's like, definitely
she
good looking.
She used the sex tape to, like, hey, look at me. Right. Look at me. I'm Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian. Look,
it's like, it's the same thing with Paris Hilton.
Donald Trump. That's, I know. He just kept repeating his name, basically. Did anybody listen?
It's like Paris Hilton, right? Like, definitely kind of pretty. You know, I mean, she's not my bag. You know, my cup of tea. You know, but I mean, I could see where people would think she's good looking, you know, but her claim to fame is she's a Hilton heiress. You know, it's like, come on, man. Like, oh, I'm a socialite. You know, okay, socialite. So what do you just go around having sex with people at parties?
I go to parties, I get hammered, and then I hook up with some random dude. That's, you know, that's her whole stick. It's like, well, why does that make her popular? It's because she had enough money to get her name out there.
And she's not a great actress either. Like, she tried. Like, House of Wax was probably her best effort. And it's like, Jesus, man.
She's
these in people.
For a minute.
Right? I know. It's like,
she dies, like, right away.
I know. It's like awful, man. Like, all these people.
Like Tara Reid has a more storied profile than she does in that part.
You know, actually, Tara Reid had a chance to be a really good actress, but she had a lot of mental issues, and then, of course, she had that terrible boob job, and that didn't do her any favors, and, ugh, yeah. I don't know. Just really weird, man. Really weird how fucking politics work, how fucking Hollywood works, like, money, 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 right? And you know what's funny? Like, generally speaking, Hollywood hates politics, and politics hate Hollywood. You know, it's really weird, like...
Basically, one thing that Trump did was, for instance, the Home Alone 2 movie.
Yes,
he's like,
yes.
I want to be in this. You guys can use my hotel, but yeah. I have to be in the movie. I have to have a talking line.
But he had, like, one line, and he was awful. Right. He's like...
But it was still, like, you know, people are like, oh, there's Trump, you know? And he did, like, the wrestling events and stuff like that. He used his money to just get out there and basically get himself involved in anything. And Kim Kardashian did it, too, and Paris Hilton. Like,
You ever hear that that sports writer talk about how he cheats at golf break?
Which sports writer?
His last name is O'Reilly. What the fuck is his first name? He's like this real high profile, like ESPN writer.
Okay, I know who you're talking about, but I don't catch the story.
Okay, so he was telling this story about how like Donald cheats at golf like incessantly, like. Like, whether he's, like, changing his scorecard or he, like kicks his ball out of, like, the rough or, you know, it's, like just stupid things and then, like
at playing and then he moves the ball into the hole.
And, like, he, yeah. Oh, no, he does things like that, man. Like, he once claimed, like he did just as good as Tiger Woods on the golf course.
the thing with self-promotion and people that promote themselves and are just promoting themselves, you fool yourself.
Right.
And like so Trump is obviously full of himself. Kim Kardashian obviously full of
right.
I mean, look at which Jenner was it? That whole she's a self-made person. Like she's the first self-made billionaire. She's born into a billionaire family.
Well, multi-millionaire.
If she started with $5, then she could call herself self-made billionaire.
Right. She's definitely a billionaire now. There's no doubt about that.
And she created her own business. She created a billion-dollar business. I'm not saying that she didn't.
Right.
I'm saying she had a step. She had a giant ladder above everybody else.
Do you think there's a little bit of jealousy between Kim and Kylie Jenner for like how quickly Kylie got her billion? like competing like billionaire status, you know? Because I think last I checked, I didn't think Kim was quite a billionaire, but very close. You know what Kim Kardashian makes most of her money on? Anybody have any guesses? Makeup. Huh?
Makeup?
Not makeup. Good guess. That's a good portion of it, but not. It's not as nearly as significant as this thing. Do you have a guess, Eric?
Manicuring tools and stuff like that.
No. Although she does have that too. It's a video game. There's a video game that is.
Oh yeah, the mobile phone thing that she did. That.
Yeah, it's a and she makes like I think it's like $100 million. A year on this one video game. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. Look, $1.8 billion she's worth. $1.8. And you know, her husband, which I know they're having kind of marital issues and stuff now. You know how much Kanye is worth?
He's over a billion, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Okay, what?
$2 billion.
Jesus.
$2 billion, man. And it's funny, like, I can't think of a single Kanye product. Like you know what I mean? Like, I have no idea what he... I mean, I know he's got shoes and, you know, but I mean...
He did the same thing as, like, the Trumps and the Kardashians, like, getting his name out there. Like, think about, like, what he did with interrupting that show, for instance. Like, Kanye West, a lot of people don't realize, like, he's a smart guy.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, and a lot of stuff he does, like, it might seem, like, off the cuff, but I get the idea he's planned it. Like, he was going to go up there and interrupt this thing because it gets his name out there, you know? Kanye West interrupts Taylor Swift.
He knew what he was doing. Like, no doubt.
Everybody's talking about Kanye West for, you know, months and months and months about that, and then you do something else kind of crazy, and, you know, Kanye West did this, Kanye West did that.
Right.
Making sure his name stayed in the public eye.
I just look at this. Rihanna is now America's youngest self-made billionaire, man. $1.4 billion for Rihanna. Now, I know she's a super... super talented singer. I like her music quite a bit, but like, what does she do other than music? Like, you know, it's like, what the fuck, man? Oh man, it's 1.7 billion. Oh, she does makeup,
but it's not very good.
It's not very good. I heard. Oh, yeah. You heard it.
They get their names out there. Like, she and this is horrible to say, but her name, and she didn't really do it. It was other people who were used her name after the whole Chris Brown situation, basically.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
She, but like using her name, getting it out there and stuff like that. But she profited from it. So
holy shit, man. Yeah, good for her for sure, no doubt.
But that was other people trying to take advantage of her. But yeah. Sounds like it worked out good for her. So
yeah. Oprah's still worth $2.5 billion.
How?
I know how. Like, she created a whole fucking network. That's how, man.
Right, but I thought the network tanked. It's not. It didn't tank.
No, 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 man.
People actually watch that network.
Oh, dude, come on, man. I mean, if it's not Oprah, it's one of those home improvement shows or, you know, I mean, it's just.
I thought for sure that thing would have been an instant failure.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, my friend. No, 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 no.
God, why do people have to disappoint me?
I know.
Right. Stop disappointing me, American.
Well, I mean, all that is paltry compared to Bill Gates, man. $113 billion. Oh, gosh, man. Tyler Perry's worth $1 billion now, apparently.
And all Bill Gates had to do was take the idea and, you know.
Run with it? That yeah. Steal it?
Him and other people work together and take for himself and walk away.
Like I just think $1 billion is just, I mean, it's just stupid money, man. Like they did, like, I saw this video where they did a comparison on what it, 'cause nobody,
at some point, money is pretend.
Yeah, right.
Money was always pretend, but it's even more pretend.
Right, it's more pretend at that point, right?
It's pretend, like, for them.
It's just, at that point, like, there's really, I mean, you can afford anything and everything that's ever been made, created on Earth, like, up to and including a fucking spaceship. You know, it's like, you know, you can, I mean, it's just, it's stupid at that point, right? And then it just, like, they did a video. Let's see if I can find that video. I'm not going to be able to find it in time,
if
but.
You can buy an NFL team, you've got too much money.
Oh, no doubt, man. Like a little handful of rice is just imagine taking a pinch of rice, putting it on a table, and that's like, you know, I don't know, $10,000, right? And then you take a little scoop with your hand and you put it next to it, and that's $1 million. Well, you know what? $1 billion, it like takes up the whole table. Like, you know what I mean? That's
a trillion, I guess, is a bowl of that.
Yeah, a trillion is like 10 tables of that, you know. It's like
a trillion would be the entire house filled.
Yeah,
you're starting to get the money numbers that are unimaginable,
right? It's like, and you know who's gonna make it is fucking Jeff Bezos, that worthless piece of shit. Like, you know, it's like, I don't know, man, I'm just looking at all this shit, like, it's just stupid money, man. Nobody should ever make $1 billion. I wish there was a cap on it, like, at, like, you know, I think after 100 million, I think you're good to go. I mean, that's more than enough. You know, it's like, come on, man. I mean, that's your kids being okay in their lives, you know.
Yeah.
It's just stupid money. But anyways, that's all we're going to have time for, guys. Let's do our plugs and get the hell out of here, unless you guys have anything else.
No.
All right. Yeah, I know.
Nothing cooking, no. Oh, my God.
Breakman, what you got for us, man?
You know what I forgot?
What? You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Go ahead, Frank.
How dare you, man? What's your plug, man? You son of a bitch.
I'm giving you back on me. Sing, Frank.
I'm not singing, man. Not doing it.
You can find me at RP Grinders, where I bitch about the news a lot. I do a lot of complaining on RP Grinders.
did you do Macho Man's intro?
Ooh, yeah. No, that's Hulk Hogan's, man. That goes.
Oh, you're right. No, you're right. That's. I'm thinking of WWF Hulk Hogan. What was Macho Man's?
Oh, you know that stupid.
Okay. Because I only remember it was like NWO. Like,
you guys. Oh, this is right here, dude. This is fucking good stuff. Right,
I've been
here.
Getting.
Hold on. I got to wait for the commercials because I don't have, like. I'm getting. When I get rid of Netflix, I'm going to get the YouTube premium shit, dude. That's what. You guys remember this?
Yeah. That's what I was just singing.
We got to listen to the beginning of this, man.
I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
How excited would people get with that break? Like just hearing that doesn't do it justice, man. Like, it was always electric.
He came out with the absolute best theme song out of anybody.
Yeah, I agree.
And that was Jimi Hendrix.
No, well, no, that was the other one. That was Hogan. That was in WCW. That was good too. That was a Voodoo Child. He used to come out to. Yeah,
his first WC was like American Made.
Oh yeah, I hated that one. That was terrible.
I liked American Made.
That's nowhere near.
American and American Made, then NWO, and then he started coming out to the Hendrix scene. Which
new, new World Order.
When he was coming out, he had the bow on, and he was like, guitar playing to Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. I love that so much.
Yeah. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside. You and I need to do a. You and I, Break, need to do an all time greatest wrestling theme song. Show, you know, maybe just, you know, randomly, like, not on this show, but, like, you know, a separate little deal. I like when
it's funny,
like,
I was reading an article about, like, theme songs for, like, bad wrestlers and stuff like that. Like, yeah. One of the greatest theme songs was The Brood. Remember The Brood?
Oh, yeah, The Brood, man. That was good one.
They had an awesome start, and then they'd get in the ring, and everything fell apart.
Oh, God. Always, man. I mean, I think it was due to Gangrel, to Gangrel, be honest with you. You know,
he definitely sounded monster.
Yeah, here we go. It's all ominous and evil, you know? Dun. I know.
I love that.
You know, they fired the guy that did all those tunes, man. He was fucking awesome. He was super loyal, man.
Fuck. I don't know why they fired him.
Oh, budget cuts, man, always. That's
probably money, even though they're making billions and
billions. Yeah, of course. I mean, they do that all the time. Like, they make $1 billion, and they're like, oh, we made record profits. We need to cut budget. You know, it's like, fuck, man.
I mean, there's no wonder so many wrestlers hate the WWF.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's food quest time.
Yeah, it is. Eric's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no more wrestling.
Right. Stop with the wrestling talk, you son of a bitches. Okay, Eric, your plugs.
You could find my written reviews on BostonBashBrigade.com, or you can listen to my audio reviews on the feed. Nothing this week. But I might, instead of doing something I haven't done yet, I might finally upload the first two parts of the Metroid retrospective that I had that I just never got around to uploading.
Ah, cool. Right on.
I figured I'd do the last two parts closer to Metroid Prime 4's release.
Of course.
But I haven't gotten around recording those yet, though. But if you those are on the feed, and if you like either of those things and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon and do a one-time donation or just a monthly pay what you want. And if you can do that, that would help out. Or you can point it out to a friend who might be able to be interested in that too. So, the link to that is in my Twitter profile, which is @ericrpg.
Yeah. All right, Freak 5 says, I'm plugging my new TikTok, Elephant Dad 5. Right on, Freak 5. Congrats on the launch of your TikTok brand, Elephant Dad 5. Here's a little bit of Macho Man. Now, you know that's used for, like, colleges and, like, graduations, like high school graduations and stuff like that, you know. So, there you go. All right. You can follow me on the old Twitter, @FrankBranches. You can follow me on any of the systems. What's going on here? What am I missing? Oh, here we go. Check this out. Before we go, I want to play this real quick for you because this is... I'm glad you brought this up because I think this is one of my favorites, Break. Hold on. Let's see if I can find it here. And we'll play just a little bit of this, just have a little bit of fun before we get on out of here. But this is fucking awesome. I love this. Hold on. Everybody dance now. really is a good one, break, man. We're gonna have such a good time when we do that, man. I'm the man. God, I love that, man. We gotta do this, break. Let's.
Does Mick Foley wrestle anymore?
No.
Okay,
no.
So he actually learned and finally retired.
He's definitely retired. I was gonna put Ric Flair retiring.
Nobody punched themselves more than that, dude.
Right. All right. I think that's gonna do it. Let's see. Thanks everybody in chat. Let's see. Who do we got in here? Of course, Freak Vibe Chaos, Wyland was in there, Lexus the Nexus, Alien Gathering was in there, that's pretty cool, Commander Root's always in there, Joint Effort, Sophia Fox, and of course, Skotuma were all in there, and anybody else I missed, and all the archive listeners that listen, we really appreciate y'all too. Anything else, gentlemen, before we get on?
There's that guy in ECW who's also, like, really extreme. Him and Mick Foley did more damage to their bodies than anybody I can think
new,
of.
New Jack? I don't think any. Or Sabu?
Sabu, that's it.
Yeah. Yep. Holy shit. Those guys were...
genocide. What was his
It was like genocide, homicide, and something else aside. Yeah.
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 But that guy, like, oh my god, like, I don't know how that guy's alive right now.
I know.
And Mick Foley, like, how did they walk?
New Jack just passed away, like, last year, I think, man. He was, you know. Yeah. But, all right, anything else, gentlemen, before we wrap this sucker up?
Stay safe.
All right. Break, anything?
Anybody want to order me a pizza?
I'll order you one. You'll have to pay for it, though, you know.
Damn it!
All right, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.